Welcome to Chapter 8 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. When it comes to values, you'd be hard-pressed to find one more important for mass communicators than telling the truth. But what is truth? How do you find it? Can you find it? Is your truth different from my truth? And is truth the most important value for a communicator, or does it take a backseat to other values sometimes? These are some of the tough questions of Chapter 8, the second chapter devoted to our section on values and answering the question, what's it worth? The value of truth is obvious for communicators. Journalists who are consistently wrong about verifiable facts will find themselves out of a job. Persuasive communicators who don't tell the full truth may find themselves facing lawsuits and government intervention. But do they have to tell the whole truth or just the truth that puts their message in the best light? People in the entertainment industry struggle with truth too. For example, is it okay to blend fact and fiction when telling a story? There are other questions too. Is it ever okay to deceive in order to do a greater good? And is truth a black and white thing, or are there shades of gray? The place to start is by thinking about what we mean by the truth. In Chapter 8, we use baseball to teach you several theories about truth.
The runner rounds third and heads for home. Here comes the throw. It's going to be a bang-bang play. He slides. The catcher tags. The umpire says he's...
The call doesn't matter. What matters is what you think is the truth. Here are those theories. Correspondence theory says that truth is what matches or corresponds with reality. Is he safe or out? It depends on what happened in reality. There's the coherence theory, where truth matches other ideas we think are true. Was that base runner safe or out? It may depend on the team you root for. And then there's the pragmatic theory. The umpire does his best, and there's no truth until the ump makes the call. What matters is that a decision is made so the game can continue. Another topic in Chapter 8 is general semantics, the study of how we use language, and language affects us. It may seem out of place in a media ethics textbook, but it's really not. Semantics reminds us that our language does not always reflect reality, because words get in the way of being able to describe a full reality. Besides, we make mistakes with our words and create habits of the mind. Take a look at the examples of problems that word choices can cause, and I bet you'll be a better thinker, a better critic, and a better communicator. And finally, we close with talking about deception. We all wonder when it might be okay to not tell a full truth or to straight up mislead someone. This chapter provides some ideas to help you recognize the rare times when deception might be justified for a greater good. You'll find that whatever your decision, truth is a priceless value when you're doing ethics in media.